Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back. This week we have a bit of a shorter episode for you, so you'll enjoy this one without a mid-roll break, mostly uninterrupted, except for this small excursion right now. But if you want to listen to your episodes ad-free every week, and maybe even listen to them 2 days early, consider joining us on Patreon. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/scp_pod. There, for just $5 a month, you get access to early and ad-free episodes every week. And when we do postcard drops, you also get a postcard. Of course, we have higher tiers. At $10, you get postcards and stickers, amongst other things. But truly, our patrons are what makes this show possible. So if you'd like to learn more, you can find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below. Without further ado, a quick message from our sponsors, and then this week's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure, contain, protect.
Item number, SCP-7113. Object class, neutralized. Special containment procedures. Speak with the Assistant Regional Manager for Real Estate Acquisitions for more details. Description: SCP-7113 was an aquatic ectoplasmic entity with a level 7 rating on the Ruby Spears Spirit Index. SCP-7113 inhabited a home at 113 Elkview Drive in Athens, Georgia, for approximately 14 years. SCP-7113 was capable of a number of strong manifestation effects. These included, but were not limited, to physical manifestation, telekinesis, spiritual possession, electronic interference, and spontaneous generation of ectoplasmic matter bearing a similarity to water. The home containing SCP-7113 was owned by the Clark County Real Estate Association. GOI-130 came to own the home after purchasing it from its previous owner at around 40% of the home's standard market value. A week after the sale was finalized, the seller filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau of Northern Georgia. This complaint included accusations of harassment and fabrication of paranormal phenomena in order to drive down the price of the home. This complaint was flagged by Foundation web crawler Venkman.aic on September 12, 2022, prompting an investigation into the site. On September 21, 2022, surveillance cameras placed at the residence identified five individuals arriving at the home in a large van with Clark County Real Estate Association painted on the side. Four of these individuals explored the house, while the fifth individual remained in the driver's seat of the van. The following log of events was recorded over the next 3 minutes. Incident log 7113-01. September 21st, 2022. 113 Elkview Drive, Athens, Georgia. Four individuals enter the home with a collection of electronic devices and other items at 2102 Eastern Standard Time.
Reading from the kitchen.
The four individuals gather at the kitchen sink.
That looks like dirty water to me.
POI-1 nods and raises a radio device.
Hello, are you here? Can you hear us?
Surveillance equipment detects the device broadcasting a response from SCP-7113.
Dirty water in spirit box. That's Rasulka.
Didn't we just have Rasulka?
I'm calling it Rasulka. Everyone back in the truck.
Hold on. You're sure? We should look for ghost orbs.
We have 6 more houses to do tonight, Steven.
Fine.
All POIs then leave the residence, climb into the back of their van, close the doors, and their driver leaves. As this sequence of events occurred too quickly for Foundation assets on location to respond, an action plan was established should such incidents be repeated. This plan necessitates the apprehension of any future visitors once they leave the residence. On September 25th, 2022, an individual later identified as Taylor Amador arrived at the residence in a black 2015 Toyota Camry. Amador entered the residence, opened the door to the basement, and all electronic surveillance equipment failed for about 6 minutes. When the cameras recovered a signal, Amador was already leaving the basement and proceeded to leave the house. She was then apprehended by Foundation agents. The following is the interview log following her capture. It should be noted that since this incident, SCP-7113 has not manifested, and no anomalous activities have been detected inside the residence. Incident log 7113-02. September 25th, 2022. Foundation Safe House 21, Athens, Georgia. Interrogation of Taylor Amador was conducted by Agent Mayholm. Under the supervision of 7113 Project Director India Phillips, Taylor Amador is placed in Interrogation Room 2 and made to wait for several minutes. Agent Mayholm then entered the room and took a seat opposite Amador. Log begins.
The cuffs aren't necessary, sir. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, we don't want to take any chances. What's your name?
Taylor. Amador? You guys should have me on record.
We don't. What were you doing in that house tonight?
The job. An exorcism. You guys had that Rusalka you wanted gone?
What is a Rusalka, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm sorry, are you with the Coalition? Sorry. A Rusalka is a water spirit, created after a death by drowning. Always female. We generally use female exorcists in case the death was deliberate and caused by a lover.
So, you're an exorcist?
Yes. Sorry, I'm just very confused here. I know I don't look like the priests that usually do this, but I'm an exorcist, I promise.
And what is this Coalition?
Wait. Are you not?
Not what?
Are you with the Foundation? I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to use the code phrase for this. Ardent Blue 781.
That doesn't mean anything to me, ma'am.
It might to your superiors. Please, if it's possible, just pass it up the line.
The interview is over. Agent, please leave the room.
What?
That is an order, Agent. Miss Amador, a guard will be along shortly to escort you out. We apologize for the misunderstanding.
Log ends. The following is a message from Assistant Regional Manager for Real Estate Acquisitions, Philip Foster.
Due to extant agreements with the Global Occult Coalition, specifically Section 6, Article 5 of the Southern United States Extranormal Organization Cooperation Treaty, GOI-130, also known as the Clark County Real Estate Association, is not to be directly interfered with at this time. However, now that we've identified them as a GOC-affiliated group of interest, we can watch their people and money like a hawk. If you're reading this, expect to be reassigned to this department's new containment division. If you can be half as efficient as the guys in the logs, you'll be doing well. This is Philip Foster. Secure, close, protect.
This episode is possible thanks to our patrons. This week, I want to give a very special shout out to Ludo George Swan, Ashlo Hobro, Caleb Pineapple, Golden Knight, Shadowrow 616, Morris, Physiator, Fractitious Witch, Fanny Martin, and Celipus. Thanks, guys. Your support helps us do what we do, and we couldn't do it without you. And, of course, as always, thank you so much for just tuning in and enjoying this little show we make. SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. SCP-7113 was written by Dr. Cimarron. Our script was by Kevin Whitlock. Our narrator was John Grills. Taylor Amador was Daisy McNamara. Foster was Russ Moore. Agent Mayholm was Giancarlo Herrera. Person of Interest 3 was Jesse Hall. India Phillips was Alyssa Park. Person of Interest 1 was Kale Brown. And SCP-7113 was Daisy McNamara. Our art was done by Eduardo Baldez-Hebbia, and our video was produced by Dakota Miller. Our theme song was created by Matt Roy Berger, and our sound designer was Chris Harris Beachy. Our composer was Dana Kreisman, and our showrunner was Daisy McNamara. I'm your creative director, Pacific S. Obadiah, and our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit scparchives.com.